It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 17th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. They've been dutifully circling the moon all this year, but their mission ends with a flash today. Ebb and Flow, twin spacecraft, have been gathering data about gravity for a high-resolution map of the inside of the moon.
These are two small spacecraft that are flying in formation. They're about the size of apartment-sized washer and dryer.
MIT geophysicist Maria Zuber is the project's lead investigator. The plan is for the robotic twins to hit the edge of a lunar crater and disintegrate as a separate orbiter records any data kicked up by the impact.
They're going to have nearly empty fuel tanks, so they're not going to make a big explosion. But any sort of an impact like that provides the opportunity to learn something.
Like water vapor, maybe? Not likely, but they'll be looking. Now, instead of targeting the collision, engineers could have just let the chips fall where they may. But Zuber says NASA made it clear no hurting any valuable lunar real estate.
Absolutely. Listen, I do not want to go down in history as a person who interfered with an Apollo site.
Or Surveyor, Ranger, or Soviet Luna sites. Even though the moon will be up, scientists say any flash at 5:28 Eastern, 2:28 Pacific this afternoon won't be visible to the naked eye. Every few years, the National Intelligence Council gathers experts to draw an official picture of the future. And the NIC has a new report full of predictions. One headline, Bionics. Noah Shachman is a contributing editor at Wired Magazine's Danger Room blog and is a non-resident fellow at the Brookings Institution. So what does this council think the year 2030 will look like?
You basically won't be you anymore, according to the National Intelligence Council. You'll be some weird man-machine hybrid with, you know, fake limbs that'll make you run and faster and fake arms that'll make you lift higher and a brain chip that'll make you think faster and see further.
I'm trying to visualize this, like $6 million man, meaning high-tech prosthetics stitched on, or like Iron Man, where a human wears a fancy electronic suit.
Probably more like $6 million man, and you will get Farrah Fawcett as a girlfriend, too.
Bonus.
No, actually, they talk about sort of both futures, both exoskeletons, you know, sort of super suits, and that would be the Iron Man route, and more the $6 million replacement part, so both.
You may need a new limb because of some sort of accident, but also you could get an enhancement, some sort of eyeball implant that increases the acuity of the human eye.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just think today's contact lenses, but three steps further.
Now, many of these technologies, the U.S. will take a lead in because of its industrial and innovative prowess, but does the report view much of this as a threat?
This is the National Intelligence Council, and so you would think that everything is about, like, who's got how many bombers. But the program is really to sort of set the stage for policymakers for what the world might be like in a couple of decades hence.
What would you put the chances that any of this stuff will come true?
So I know I work at Wired, and so therefore I'm supposed to be Dr. Futuro, but honestly, I think a lot of these futurists really need to take a step back. If we've learned anything from the last 20 years, it's that some of the biggest technological advantages are going to come from left field.
Noah Shachman of Wired, he also attended some of the meetings that contributed to the National Intelligence Council report. What does the future hold for us? We're always open to hearing your predictions about where technology is headed. MarketplaceTech.org is where you can contact us. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.